Nurora 7 was 1,000 kilometres ahead of her, a battered sphere of grey-brown rock not quite 120 kilometres in diameter. Along with the other three shepherd moonlets, it brought a certain degree of order to the edge of the ring, creating a tidy boundary line. Dust, ice flakes, and pebbles extended out across the gas giant's elliptic plane, far past the immature habitat's orbit, although their density slowly dropped away, until, at 1,000,000 kilometres, it was no different to interplanetary space. But none of the larger particles, the flying mountains and icebergs, were to be found beyond the 180,000-kilometre limit where the shepherds orbited. Lady Macbeth's exhaust plume yawed a degree, then straightened out again, honing her trajectory. 3,000 kilometres behind her, five combat wasps, arranged in a precise diamond configuration, were accelerating at 20 G's. It had taken the Maranta a long time to respond to the breakout, its possessed crew wasting 7 expensive seconds before launching the combat wasps, though they couldn't know that. Now the drones could never catch her. Aethra had never known emotional tension before. Always it had reflected the feelings of the supervisory station staff. Now, though, as it watched the starship curving over the moonlit, it knew, understood, the meaning of trepidation. It willed the starship to succeed. The station staff were lying on their acceleration couches, that wicked G-force squeezing them relentlessly. Aethra could see the ceiling of the cabin through a dozen sets of pained eyes, feeling the cushioning give below overstressed back muscles. 3 seconds away from the Lagrange point, Lady Macbeth's fusion drives reduced to 4 G's as she skimmed 8 kilometres above Murora 7, tracing a slight parabola around its minuscule gravity field. A couple of iron thrusters fired. The pursuing combat wasps cleared the edge of the ring. Aethra prepared 33 storage areas in its neural strata, ready to receive the memories of the Edenists on board, although it would be so quick. An event horizon eclipsed the Lady Macbeth. Her fusion plume lingered briefly, like a broken-hearted wraith before melting away. There was no physical evidence left of her ever having existed. 5 combat wasps converged on the Lagrange point. Their courses intersected, drive exhausts a dazzling asterisk, and they sped outwards on divergent vectors, electronic brains crashing in program overload confusion. "I told you Joshua could fly that maneuver," Waller said. Aethra tasted smugness in the subsidiary mentality's thoughts. It wasn't used to that, but then the last 24 hours had contained a lot of unknowns. "Yes, you did." "You should have more faith." "And you're the one to teach me?" "About faith? Yes, I could try. I think we both have the time now." The hovercraft battered its way through the tall, heavy savanna grass. It had never been designed with this particular terrain in mind. The grass was too high, too resilient for the skirt to surmount. It all had to be ridden down. That took power, and they were overladen with the children as well. Kelly datavised the vehicle's electron matrix management processor for a status review. Reserves were down to 35%, not nearly enough to make it past the end of the cloud. Impeller monitor programs were flashing amber cautions into her brain as they struggled to maintain skirt inflation. Burnout wasn't imminent, though it was something she'd have to watch for. A long mound arose out of nowhere, and she tilted the joystick exactly right to veer round its base. The piloting program Ariadne had datavised to her was operating in primary mode, enabling her to steer with the same consummate skill the mercenary had owned. Her weight, or rather lack of it, made her the ideal choice. Theo piloted the other hovercraft, and the priest was sitting behind her. But apart from them, the team ran alongside. Even Sean Wallace, though the few times she glimpsed him, he was as red-faced as a marathon runner on the home straight. The mounted knights were pushing them hard, keeping a steady 3 kilometres behind, just enough to put them beyond the range of the gauze rifles.